What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Now, record scratch, your girl Bree. I'm on sabbatical right now, just like I told you I was going to be at the beginning of this month, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. You know, I always come through with something for you every Monday, and today is no different. So I've gone back into the archives and got an episode for you today that really has some gems and nuggets for you as we make our way into 2025. So light your candle. Get you some chamomile tea or whatever you want to drink, and don't forget your journal. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Glad that you are here with me on this in this week, the week after Christmas, and the week leading up to New Year's 2022. Y'all, we made it. We made it. Well, we have a few more days to go technically, but you know what I mean. We made it. We made it after 2021. Which, of course, followed 2020. I'm not going to even rehash what that means, but you already know. We're still dealing with COVID and a myriad of other things. And so I just, through it all, I feel blessed and privileged to even still be able to do my podcast, still be able to be in a place where I can build community, still be in a place where I can just every single day learn to love myself more and more and more and more. And just, I'm just thankful. I'm really just thankful. We are entering into a new season, into a new year. And I hear from the beautiful queens in the community by DM and email saying, you know, I don't know what my next step should be. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Or they're just in this place of like, everything feels like a struggle. There's no ease. There's no flow. A lot of lows, not a lot of highs. And I can tell you that we were not meant to live in a place of constant survival and struggle mode. So let's talk about change, sis. Let's talk about change. Now, there are different types of change. I'm sure we all can agree upon that. One type of change is the one that's completely just out of left field, unexpected. You're like, how did that happen? Where did that come from? When did that happen? Why did that happen? You know? And a lot of times those unplanned changes, even though there are some great, amazing unplanned changes, sometimes those unplanned changes are not so great. And it just feels like a blow to your spirit, like a punch in your gut. But then there's another type of change. There's another type of change. And those types of changes are the ones that we want to happen, or we say that we do. We want these changes to happen. I want to have a business. I want to leave my 9-to-5. I want to have better relationships. I want a spouse. I want a partner. I want to have kids, if that's what you want to do. I want to get a house. I want to level up. I want to love myself more. I want to be healthier. That's the type of changes I'm talking about. That's the type of changes I want to talk about on this episode. So now I'll tell you that I used to struggle big time because when it came to change, because even though I said I wanted those things, like I want to build a business, I want to do this, I want to do that. Even though I said those things in the back of my mind, and I'm sure it's not just me, but in the back of my mind, I would be like, if I move forward with this, is everything going to work out? Is everything going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to be good? Am I making a mistake? Should I just leave things the way they are? I'm comfortable now. Should I just continue to go with the flow? You know, it feels easy. There's not much expected of me in this specific area. Should I shake things up? Like, I don't know. It just feels like you might be making a huge mistake with this thing, this thing that you want. And I want to tell you that I think a part of it too, when that fear starts to bubble up, is conditioning. This country has shown us that we should not expect anything positive. Like, everything has to be a fight for Black women. Everything. And that you need to make sure that everybody else is good before you even think about doing the things that you want to do. That's the story of my life. As a woman, as a Black woman, as a mom, as a single mom. And I know it's not just me. So when it was time to like, okay, I want to make these changes. I want to do this. I want to do that. But then in the back of your mind, you're like, well, dang, I got to think about my kid. I got to think about everybody else. You know, what's going to happen? Am I going to make a mistake? Can I lose everything if I decide to do this? Like, depending on what the changes that you're trying to, you know, bring into your life. Sometimes these changes are big steaks. STAKES, not meat, not steaks that you eat, but big steaks. A gamble sometimes is what it feels like. And so that would keep me up at night sometimes, especially when it comes to or came to growing or building Brown Girl Self-Care in the beginning, especially. I said I wanted these things. I felt like God put it in my spirit to move forward on it. But then I'm like, okay, this is going to cost money. You could be using that money on something else, girl. Yeah. But I would say that without change, there's no growth. There is no growth. Without change, everything is meant to change. Everything is meant, there's cycles and seasons. So I know that there's like something that you have on your heart to do, but in the back of your mind, you're just like, well, I'm gonna wait because now's not the right time. It's gonna mess up everything in my family, or nobody's gonna understand why I'm trying to do this thing, or people are gonna, what will people say at work if I decide to do X, Y, Z? Or how are people gonna feel if I decide to shake things up? And we feel like it's just not the right time. And so we put it on hold, and we put it on hold some more. And we put it on hold some more, and then we put it on hold some more. I can keep going if I need to. I think you get the point. And that's why this week's affirmation is, this is the perfect time in my life for things to change. This is the perfect time in my life for things to change. I want you to say that with me right now. I'm going to say it, and then I want you to repeat it. This is the perfect time in my life for things to change. I'm going to say it one more time and then repeat it after me, because this is an affirmation. This is the perfect time in my life for things to change. Now, I'm going to tell you, like, another thing that I was thinking about, and I mentioned this in the email too, something else I want you to consider is that without change, there is absolutely no place for abundance to thrive. And when I think about abundance, yes, of course, that means financial abundance, absolutely, because I do believe that God intends for us to be prosperous and not struggling and robbing Peter to pay Paul. But I'm not just talking about financially. Abundance to me is way bigger than that. It's about the joy I experience, the peace in my heart, the self-love, the confidence, the clarity, the vision, the creativity, the beauty that I see all around me when I allow myself to see it. It's just much bigger. It's about things that can't even be bought. That is abundance to me. That's what abundance is. And there's no way that abundance on any level, no matter how you slice it, there's no way that abundance is going to thrive if there's no change involved. It will not thrive. It just can't happen. So let's say you want an abundance of self-confidence. You just want to feel more confident. Now, we know that habits help to increase our confidence. So you get into this good rhythm. Let's say you want to, learn how to pour a cup of water. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to learn how to pour a cup of water because I want to just be steeped in confidence. I want this abundance of confidence. So you learn how to pour a cup of water. You do it day after day after day after day. And finally, I mean, it shouldn't take you this long, but I'm just giving you an example. Finally, After doing the same thing day in and day out, you finally know how to pour a perfect cup of water. No spills. You don't break the glass. It doesn't slip out of your hands. There's no condensation. You put a coaster underneath so nothing drips on the table. Like, you have poured. And the temperature, like they said in the water boy, this is some high quality H2O. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said that. But it's funny. So you have poured the perfect cup of water. Okay? And so you are confident. You confident, sis, because you know how to do it. But let's say you continue doing that same thing every single day, day in and day out. Nothing about your routine changes. All you do is pour a perfect glass of water. That's it. That's it. That confidence that you had is not going to continue rising. You've already mastered it. You're not introducing anything new into the equation. So that confidence is not going to continue going up and up and up. It's going to plateau at some point, and it will no longer. And actually, at some point, it's going to start to decline. So we need change. We need growth in our life to make sure that abundance thrives. We need new experiences. We need new situations. We need new understandings. We need to elevate to different new levels. Like, we need change. That change builds us up. Those things that you ask for, those changes in your life that you ask for, they give us lessons. They help us to evolve. They help us to grow. So again, this is the perfect time in your life for things to change. Right now, in anticipation for 2022, there's no better time than the present to begin to embrace change and to welcome the things that you've been praying for. Even though we already know that things are not going to be perfect. But everything changes, and there's a reason for that. Nothing was meant to remain the same. Nothing was meant for us to remain the same. We can see that all around us. Nature, in the way we age, like everything. Everything changes. Everything changes. So if you have fear around some of these changes that you've been asking for in your life, some of these big things, okay, I want to give you a little bit of an exercise. All right. So first of all, I want you to, if you're driving, just continue driving. You can come back to it. But if you're in a place where you're able to have a seat for maybe 30 minutes, maybe you get back in the bed. I don't know what time you're listening to this, but get in bed, girl. My bed is comfortable. It has thick blankets. I have my heating pad there. I do some of my best thinking in my bed with my journal. Take your cup of tea if you want to. Go to the couch. Go outside to the patio. Go sit in your garden. Like, I don't know where you are. It might be snowing for all I know. I'm in California, so I am spoiled. I know. I went to the park today. It was absolutely beautiful. Just to feel the sun on my skin, I took my journal. I did my quiet time. It was absolutely beautiful. That's abundance. Going back to abundance, that's abundance for me. So anyway, when you get to your spot, okay, and you have your journal or a piece of paper and a pen, I want you to do three things. First of all, I want you to, maybe it's four things, but I want you to identify three things in your life that you've been asking for or that you want. Three changes you want to see in your life in 2022. Go ahead and write those down. And if you need to pause this, please go ahead and pause it. But again, I want you to get out your paper and get out a pen and just write down three things. Three changes that you want to see in your life in 2022. So now that you have your list, I want you to ask yourself question number one. Does it feel like your hormones are all over the place? If so, trust me, I get it, because lately I've been dealing with the hot flashes, the exhaustion, and even an unpredictable cycle, and it's been tough. And with over 1,000 hormone disruptors hiding in our food, hiding in our water, and even our skincare, it's no wonder so many of us feel out of balance. That's why I'm really excited about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This formula is made with plant-based adaptogens, herbal ingredients that help your body adjust and maintain optimal hormone levels. It's perfect for easing symptoms like mild mood swings, occasional bloating, and even those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony is a huge deal. One bottle is sold every 24 seconds, and women online are raving about how it helps them feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Going to be two questions. The first question is, do I really want this change? Do I really want this thing? I find that a lot of times, or I shouldn't say a lot of times, but sometimes we want things, or we say that we do. We say that we want things, but we really don't. We say that we want things, but it's really not even something that we even wanted. It's something that, like, your parents expected you to do. And so you're like, okay, yeah, I want to do XYZ because I know my family would love that I do that. You get what I'm saying? Again, this is not even a decision for you. I feel like a lot of times our decisions are taken away. So to make sure that this is something that you want, ask yourself, do I really want this? And take some time and reflect on that and be real with it. Be real about that. Do I really want this thing? Do I really want this change that I've been asking for and praying for? Because in 2022, we're going to get to it. So if you do want these things, the next thing you want to ask yourself is, or figure out is, okay, I want this thing or these things. What is my why? Why do I want these things? What's your why? So for example, like one of my things I decided to do, but this was many moons ago. And if you've been here for a while, you already know I have natural hair and I've had natural hair for a long time. But I used to be a victim of the creamy crack. I used to do relaxers and perms. And if you use, I want to say creamy crack, if you use relaxers, please don't come for me. Please don't send me angry emails. Okay. Everybody in the industry for at least the last 15 years has called it creamy crack. Okay. But that was one of the changes that I wanted to do maybe about, I would say 15 years ago, possibly. And I didn't exactly sure of the date, but that was one of my big changes. That was one of my big changes that I for sure wanted to do. And I know that I wanted to do it because people were against it. Like my mom was like, no, I don't like that. And I'm like, well, I'm doing it anyway. But my why was because of several reasons. One of my main whys, one of my main reasons that it was important that I do this is because I did not want my daughter to ever, ever relax her beautiful head of hair. Like never, never. And I was thinking, I gotta embrace my natural hair because I want her to be reflected in me. I want her to see herself in me. And so I stepped away. I just no longer used it. And it was quite a transition. I even big chopped a few times. And, you know, there was quite an up and down kind of situation happening. But I asked for that change and I moved forward with it. And it was because one of the reasons why, not only because of the chemicals, I wanted to limit as much as I could the unnatural chemicals touching my body. But I wanted to be an example for my daughter. And I wanted her to know that her hair, the way it grows out of her head, is absolutely beautiful and does not need to be permanently straightened or altered. That's just how I felt. So that was one of my biggest whys. And I was able to stick to it because of that. So you got to have a why that really resonates with you. Because if it's just, yeah, I want to do it, and your why is because I want to be cute, that's not going to stick. that's not going to stick. So you really need to hone in on what your why is. Like, why is this important for me to do this? For example, like, let's say you want to drop 25 pounds. Your why could be something like, because I want to be here for to see my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. And I know that getting my weight under control is going to help me see that or bring that to fruition. So you have to keep that why. Write that out. Like, what is my why for all three things? If you said yes to all three things, write your yes for all three things. The next thing that I want you to do is to write out, what's my next step? What's my next step? I'm all about taking action. I no longer want to be the person, if I know that there's a change that I want to see in my life, I want to move towards it and just get it going. Because if we have time to hem and haw, sometimes we'll renege. So write out one thing that you can do to move the ball forward. So in my case, I immediately threw out all the creamy crack. That was a no-brainer. I threw out all the creamy crack. So this thing that you're going to do, when you write it out, it doesn't have to necessarily be this big thing. But there just needs to be a natural next step for you. Because when you do that, you're like, it's like you're making an agreement. Okay, this is what I'm doing. So if it was me wanting to lose 25 pounds, it might be me going home and cleaning out the refrigerator. Or it might be me speaking, having a conversation with my partner and saying, hey, when you make the store run, hide the Oreos or don't bring the Oreos in the house, because this is what I'm trying to do, you know? But what's the logical next step? What's the logical next step? Write that out for all three. If you still have three on your paper, write it out for all three. If you have two on your paper, write it out for the two. If you have one on your paper, write it out for the one. But write out, what is my next step? And then finally, I want you to think about or write out, what's one thing that might come up that might feel scary, that might make me question, am I doing the right thing? Because again, with change, with these things that we want in 2022, with all these changes we want to experience and this growth we want to experience, we have to understand that there is going to be resistance. There is going to be resistance, but it gets a little easier when you already know. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. I was prepared for that. So you're not as blindsided. You're just aware that there is going to probably be some resistance, and that's okay. There's going to be some resistance, and that's okay. Because it is okay. So it could be going back to the hair. Like I said, my mom didn't like it. And I knew that. And I was okay with that. And I told her that because I wasn't doing it for her. Again, going back to the why, I knew why I was doing it. And I knew I was going to have that resistance. And that was okay. And I'm not saying that the resistance is always going to be like, oh, this is what I'm doing, there's resistance, and everything is okay. It's not about that. It's more so like, you just upfront, you know that depending on what these big changes are, there you will meet resistance. And if you understand the previous three steps, this is what I want, this is why I want it, and this is the next step that I'm taking towards it. Like, once you start to cement these changes in your life, you'll be better able to handle that resistance. Again, with growth, with change, there will be resistance. That's just how it is. There will be things to overcome. There will be obstacles. With my natural hair journey, when I did that big chop, the obstacle that I faced was I felt weird because I was used to having my hair. And so I was not feeling the look. I was not feeling the look. And then on top of that, I felt insecure because I was like, you know, the whole thing, like, men want women with long hair and da 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 da. And so that was an obstacle for me. And I could have said, you know what? Forget that. Let me get that relaxer and go and get these kinks out. So at least my hair is straight and it's quote unquote passing and it quote unquote acceptable. But I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. When I got serious about it, because there was a few times that I was like, okay, I'm going to transition. And I did. And I went back to relaxer and I did like a text lax, which means you put the relaxer on for a much shorter processing time so that the fullness and the texture of your hair is still kind of there. But that's a whole nother conversation. But when I was finally done with all that, like I was done and ready to commit, knew my why and was ready to move forward, I just met the obstacles. And I knew that there was going to be resistance and I was okay with that. I'm not saying it was comfortable, but like I've been saying, with growth or with change, there is growth. And I can't tell you how much more confident I started to feel within myself, how much I just loved my hair and just loved myself. It was just inevitable. It was just inevitable. And I'm so glad that I did that. I wouldn't change it for the world. But back to you and the things that you've been praying for and asking God for, and He's ready to move forward. But when these things start to happen for you, I don't want you to turn around and feel like this is not for you because there's resistance, or feel like it's just so impossible and that you'll never see that thing come to fruition. I want you to understand that now is the perfect time for you to go ahead and go through these changes in 2022. Things are going to work out in your favor. There will be some resistance. But on the other side of that resistance is really what you want. So again, this week's affirmation, this is the perfect time in my life for things to change, because it is. There is no better time. Embrace it. Embrace it. Even if your knees shake and you think that this change is so super huge, that's good. That's great, actually, if that change is super big. Can you imagine a year from now? You've gone through this thing, you've worked through this thing that you've been asking for, and where you'll be a year from now. It's the growth for me, honey. That's what it's all about. That for me is self-care. And you deserve that. All right, well, that's it for the very last episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast in 2021. We made it, y'all. We made it. I'm so excited. I just am speaking so much life over you right now. I'm speaking favor over you right now. I'm speaking health over you right now, and blessings and beautiful relationships and health and wellness and happiness and joy and abundance and financial increase in your life for 2022. I am expecting these things for me, and I'm expecting these things for you in your life as well. So with that said, have a blessed New Year's a blessed New Year's Eve and a blessed New Year's. And I will see you in 2022 for the first episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.